went to school fairly normal that morning, and later in the day they told us the war was over and they kicked us out of school, sent us home, well, which was a pretty big deal for 13-year-olds.
Can you remember, as that 13-year-old, what were you hearing about the war in the lead-up to that? Did you really have much acknowledgement of that it was going on in your mind as a child then?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because my father was a First World War veteran and he was also in the Second World War to a lesser extent. But he used to listen to the radio constantly. And we were right up, you know, he was kept us right up to date what was going on. But it was just a great feeling when it did happen, a great relief.
Yeah, and so did you go straight home, or were people sort of milling around in the street?
Well, I went down the street. The school was 3-4 blocks from the main street and where we lived, and had our shop, and I went home, and everybody was in the street. There was a lot of people milling around and making noises and cooing and carrying on. And during the day, I got my push bike out and found myself a 4-gallon empty kerosene tin. We used to buy kerosene in 4-gallon tins in those days, and tied it on the back of my bike and continued to ride up and down the street making as much noise as I possibly could.
Making a racket.
I certainly did.
Then how long before you started seeing the troops coming home and arriving in Barrow? Do you remember that at all?
Oh, that was sometime. That was
sometime later.
Oh, yes. That took a while.
John, where were you?
I was at a small country school of about 12 to 15 pupils, and we went off to school. We knew the end of the war was approaching, and I remember mid-morning my dad coming to the school and announcing there was a holiday for the rest of the day.
Your dad?
He came up and announced it, so we didn't have any radio contact or any other way, so he had to come up about a mile and a half. So, living 20-odd miles out of town, we went to town, but I don't remember that much about that, really. Leading up to the end of the war, well, there was a lot of fear, actually, in the kids. I remember one of our little schools, we dug what we call an air raid shelter, which was about a foot deep. Whenever planes went over, it used to be a certain amount of fear. And the other thing that I remember was I used to believe that there'd be no more news after the war ended, because that's all we heard.
Ah, I can believe that.
The end of the radio.
Tony's given us a call as well. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jennifer.
How old were you when the war ended?
Like John, I was just turned nine.
Just turned nine.
Yeah.
What can you remember?
Well, I had to leave home at 8 o'clock on my horse to go to Glenpatrick School.
Mm-hmm.
And so off I went. And when I got to school, the one teacher, Len Hindmarsh, was waiting on the veranda, and he informed me that the war was over and there was a school holiday.
Did you really get a sense of relief or anything like that?
Oh, very much so. My father had been in the Voluntary Defence Corps, but he had been discharged before this, so he was back home.
Mm.
And so for that, I mean, the war was sort of drawing to an end, because his return signalled that, I think. And we were just waiting for the final victory, which came, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, following the atomic bombs and so on.
Hello, Jan. Now, what can you remember when the war ended?
I was 12 or 11, about 11 to 12, mm-hmm. and in sixth class in primary school, and the headmistress came into the class and said, "Well, children, the war is over." And we screamed and, you know, went on, and some of the children, well, a couple there who had fathers prisoners of war, you know, they cried, and it was very exciting.
Mm.
I remember it well. And we had trenches dug in the schoolyard, and they usually get filled up with water more than anything else. But no, the war was very present in our lives.
Mm. And it, now, I think Tamworth's got a service tomorrow with regards to VP Day. Is it something that you think about each year, or is it a distant memory now?
Well, it actually comes on my birthday too. So
oh, really?
I do think about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Mm.
Yeah,
it meant a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And those the children you mentioned that had fathers that were POWs, they, I can imagine the relief. They'd just be thinking, at last, Dad's coming home.
Yes, they all burst into tears and, you know, they got very emotional. And no more coupons, no more not being able to buy anything and not having worries. It did change our lives, you know, rapidly. And suddenly it was over. We were very conscious of it.
Yeah.
And when we went to school, we had to wear identity discs. And we sent home if we didn't have identity discs on our wrists. And also...
Why was that? What was that about?
Well, in case, you see, we were killed by Japanese raid. They could identify us, I presume. And we had to have little bags connected to us too, with things that we bit on for in case of alarms and so forth. We never needed them, but that's what we had to do.
Was that a scary time for you?
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. And we had to. I remember that all the windows were covered over in some type of sticky stuff to stop the glass falling out, and we also had black blinds that we all had to have, and of course the lights, you see, they were, I mean, as if they wouldn't know where Sydney was, for goodness sake, but, you know, every precaution had to be taken. Yes, it was a very scary time.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Jennifer. Some time ago I went and looked to see how Bingra noted the end of the war. The first paper after the 15th of August, there was just the short formal announcement. Mm. There was a little bit more in the week after. Then there was nothing for a while. But then the announcements started dribbling in the next few months. The Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so have learned today that their son was killed on the Tyburma Railway. Mm. And nearly every week for a while, a few weeks, there were announcements like that, which there were a lot of Bingra men in the second 18th, and they were either killed or taken prisoner. So it wasn't. There were a lot of people in Bingra who didn't know whether their sons were dead or alive
for some time. That's right. I mean, I suppose if the initial yay, the war's over, but then, as Jan told us, there were kids that had dads that were POWs, and as you say, families, finally the news filtered down as to what had happened to sons who may possibly have been missing during the war. So a terrible, heart-wrenching time to follow that.
Also, a stark reminder that communications were very different in those days.
And absolutely.
They went for months not knowing.